a bright golden haze on the meadow.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Hello again, this is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of the Bing Crosby Show. I just love the Bing Crosby Show and the fact that you get to hear all these great musical performers kind of stopping by that maybe you haven't heard, you know, in speaking roles before or having, you know, maybe you listen to modern radio and you don't hear some of these old performers that are wonderful. Well, today's performance guest is from Louis Armstrong, who is wonderful singer, wonderful musician, and it's kind of neat and kind of appropriate that it kind of falls where it does here on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I hope you enjoy your Martin Luther King Jr. Day off of work and get a chance to think about what your dreams are about and the great dream that Martin Luther King had of us all living together and getting along together great, and that's a wonderful idea. And then also get a chance to enjoy Louis Armstrong as he plays with Bing Crosby. What a wonderful show. I'm glad I can bring these to you in high-quality sound. Not every episode's in the highest quality sound, but most of them have been. And keep tuning in with us every Monday for more Bing Crosby. We'll see you next time.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack and give 'em a smell.
Then you'll smoke 'em.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and here to help Bing celebrate his 20th anniversary in show business are Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, Joel Venuti, and Miss Toni Arden.
We are loaded with talent tonight, eh, Ken?
Oh, we sure are, Bing. Gosh, with all that talent, you could have stayed home tonight.
You mean I could have phoned it in, huh?
Yes.
Well, this is a nice time to tell me after I get all dressed up and come to the studio.
Bing, while we're on the subject of attire, old boy, I don't want to shock you or anything, but... Well, I do think you're old enough for me to tell you that your shirt tails are supposed to go inside your slacks.
I don't like wearing my shirt tails inside.
Why not?
They tickle.
That's so precious. Now, Ken, unless my baby blues deceive me, my old pal and prominent violinist Joe Venuti is approaching.
Is this the place?
Yep, Joe, this is the place.
Say, Bing, I want to congratulate you on your 20th anniversary.
Thanks, Joe.
Last week out in our neighborhood, all of us Italians really had a big celebration for Bing's Day.
Boy, I bet the red stuff was flowing like water, huh?
By Gallo, you're right.
Oh! Say, tell me about your celebration, Joe. Was it really big?
Well, Bing, it was gigantic.
You're
we
kidding.
Took a Gallup poll of it and found out that it was bigger than the National Macaroni Week.
That's the greatest tribute that's ever been paid to me.
Wait, there's more.
There's more.
I have here a scroll wishing you a happy anniversary, and it's signed by 500 prominent Italians.
Say, this is impressive. Look at that. I really appreciate this scroll, Joe. Oh, and look at this seal down in the left-hand corner.
That's a meatball!
A meatball?
It was put there with a pile driver.
Boy, you sure got a nice scatter on it. But I'm grateful to you, Joe, to you and all your friends for being so thoughtful and for presenting me with this testimonial. I turn now, in semi-confusion, to song, which in this case is a seasonal little item, and I'm supported by the Rhythm Ayers, John Scott, and the orchestra.
Ah, it's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, shining so your nose won't freeze. The world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day.
What a spring is late. In winter, it's a marshmallow world. In winter, it's a marshmallow world. In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Bingham, boys and girls.
Well, it was bubbly, Ken, but tell me, what's troubling you? You look worried.
I am worried, Bing. I'm afraid I'm developing a split personality.
Well, that's not good. What's the cause of this split?
Well, Bing, every time I think of the millions of Chesterfield smokers and how much more smoking pleasure they get every time they light up, I feel happy as a lark.
Which is as it should be, Ken.
Yes, but then I remember the folks who haven't discovered milder Chesterfields yet, and I feel flatter than that meatball on your scroll.
Ken, I see only one way to make the two of you one. That's to get everybody to change to Chesterfield, the only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Yes, friends, if you aren't smoking Chesterfields, get a pack and prove to yourself how much milder they are. Just open them and enjoy that delicate, milder tobacco aroma. Compare Chesterfield's aroma with the brand you've been smoking, and you'll find Chesterfields are milder.
And tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. You light a Chesterfield and see how true that is. Chesterfield smoke milder. You'll also notice that they leave no unpleasant aftertaste.
That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. So always buy Chesterfields.
Take it from me, friends. They really do satisfy. We now present Miss Tony Arden. She's going to sing a song from Paramount Picture, Mr. Music. And this girl can really sing, too.
Thank you, Mr. Music.
Oh, I see Paramount has briefed you, too, huh? Okay, Tony, go right ahead.
Look around when they do, and you'll be home. You have to follow your heart, and it may be far. Then just ask where you are. And you'll be home. There'll always be meadows yonder with greener clover than those and knock on the door. And you'll be born.
That shining castle you see
on a distant shore. Go and knock on the door.
Surely. That was delightful, Tony, even as your Columbia record that's now available to the cognoscenti. Now I want to bring on our next guest. Folks, this fellow was on our show 3 weeks ago. I want to say right here now that we'd like to have him every week, but we just can't get him. He's a tough man to snare. But we got him tonight, and he's the very tops, the greatest music man of them all, Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Over in our neighborhood, we had a big celebration last Wednesday in honor of Bing's Day, too.
We had a big party last Wednesday, huh?
Yeah. We just took a gallop pole.
We did?
Yeah.
What'd you take?
I said we just took a gallop pole on it and found out it ain't over yet.
Lordy, how about still flying down there?
Yeah, yeah. And all indications, it might run through Washington's birthday.
When you get a good party rolling, there's no use pulling up too fast. You know, somebody might pull a stifle or pop a tendon or something. Broken arm. Be careful.
And, Mr. Music, I want to tell you something else.
What's that?
In your honor, all through this month, we are keeping a perpetual flame burning on Central Avenue, day and night.
Well, what do you know?
Of course, over that flame, we've got some ribs simmering, you know.
I'll be right over, Lou. What are you going to sing for us tonight? You got something outstanding?
Well, I thought, how about jumping a little La Vie en Rose?
La Vie. A French song, huh?
Yeah, oui, oui.
Oh, oui, oui. Well, let's have it, Satch, then.
Be close and hold me fast. The magic you cast. This is the and rose. When you kiss me, every sigh, though I close my eyes and see la vie and rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in Florida, well, where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from the everyday words seem to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me. Life will always bleed. La vie en rose.
bien, très, très bien. Merci. Ah, vous êtes vraiment le premier chanteur dans tout le monde.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Okay, you mind if I muscle in on a song with you tonight, Louis?
Well, let's see now. What do we do, Daddy?
Well, what I'd like to do is Lazy Bone.
Guess that's all right.
Okay, if Mr. Jackson T will start this thing off, I'll commence the lecture, and you just kind of mug along lightly.
Well, look here. How about all of us taking a window?
Everybody take a window.
Okay.
I'd like to hear that one more time.
Yeah,
oh, give me that again. Ah, lazy bone.
Yeah.
Sleeping in the sun. How do you expect to get your day's work done?
I never expect to get my day's work done, Baba Bay. I just knocks myself out laying in the noonday sun.
Lazy bone. Yes, sleeping in the shade. How you expect you're ever gonna get your cornmeal made?
I never want no cornmeal made.
You ain't gonna get no fritters, you gonna get no cornmeal.
I know. But I just can get me some good old chitlins and black-eyed peas.
Don't they come closer here when taters need spraying?
That's a good one.
I'll bet you keep praying. I bet you're praying that the bugs just fall off of the vine.
Oh,
I
boy.
I swear that's the truth. And when you go fishing.
Yes, sir.
You been fishing?
Yeah, a long
time
ago. How long
did you was fishing?
5 years ago.
Get a catfish in the old Mizzou. Bet you pray the fish don't grab at your line.
Tell me the truth.
A lazy bone.
Yeah.
Loafing through the day.
Mm-hmm.
I expect you ever gonna make a dime that way.
I don't never expect to make a dime that way. All I do is for the come on in here, Daddy. Come on in here, Daddy. Come on in here, Daddy.
Well, he never heard a word I say.
Oh,
thanks, Louis. Folks, the mellow trombone that took us all into this thing was naturally played by that big fella from Texas, Jack Teagarden. We're not going to let him get away with just playing a little cadenza here, so you've got to come in and do a little more, Jack. Move in here, huh, Jackson?
I'm right here, Bang.
Great to have you here again with us, Jack.
Bang, I want to tell you that things are really popping right now down in Texas during the Bing Crosby month.
Oh, things are always popping in Texas.
Yeah, but this month tops them all.
Yeah?
Why, last Wednesday in downtown Dallas, there was practically a riot. Why, people were stampeding.
On account of me?
No, there was a big sale at Neiman Marcus.
Well, I'm glad they had a big sale. I mean, but where do I come in?
Why, your records were selling like mink coats.
I don't know. In Texas, that's good. Well, that's wonderful, Jack.
And they're really paying you a big tribute down in San Antone.
What's happening in San Antone?
Well, in your honor, every hot tamale sold there during this month will be served with its shirt tail out.
Well, that really touches my heart. Or it makes it burn, anyhow. Jack, you got a little song for the folks that features your particular beat?
Hmm? Well, I could do Baby, Won't You Please Come Home.
Oh, fast or slow? Rapid?
Up to town.
Oh, here we go. Up to town. Everybody take a window.
Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause you left me all alone. I have tried in vain nevermore to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart. I pray no more will ever part. Every hour of the day you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home, come along. Baby, won't you please come home.
Now, the entire ensemble, Tony Arden, Louie, Joe, Jack. We got Perry Bodkin on the guitar and Matty Matlock on the clarinet. We got, Phil Stevens on the bass, Buddy Cole on the piano. Did I miss anybody? Nick Fatool on the drums, a real good man on the skins. Who's going to sing a song called that I made 20 years ago with the Mills Brothers? This is a song called My Honey's Loving Arms. Who's going to start this thing?
Every man for himself.
Really? Somebody got to start it, so I think you're elected, Jack.
My honey's loving arms, they hold a world of charms, a place to nestle when I am lonely. A cozy Morris chair, oh, what a happy pair. One caress, happiness, seems to bless my little honey. That was a great break in 1930s. Seems to bless my little honey. You'll find my love belongs to you only. And when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms.
Loving arms, they hold a world of charms, a place to nestle when I am lonely. A cozy Morris chair, oh, what a happy pair. One caress, happiness, seems to bless my little honey.
I love you more each day, when years have passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you only.
And when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving
arms. Great.
That's the way we sung it 20 years ago. Funny thing, everybody got better but me. I'm still singing it the same way. Went pretty good, though, didn't it, Ken?
Oh, sure.
You know
did.
Something else that's going pretty good?
Chesterfields are going pretty good.
Why, Chesterfields are going like mink coats at Neiman Marcus. That's all I can tell you.
Yes, sir, friends, Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
How do you know they're mild? Well, you just make our mildness test. Buy them, open them up, and enjoy that milder aroma. Then smoke a Chesterfield. You know it's milder because it smokes milder.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. So always buy Chesterfield.
Friends, if we were to set Ken's advice to music, it would sound something like this.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
Say, Papa Bing.
What's doing, Lou?
Well, with your anniversary and everything, I think it would be nice if you would sing one of your real old songs.
Yeah.
The folks would like to hear one of them good old good ones, you know?
Which one, Lou?
Well, how about that I Surrender, Dear?
Okay, you want to surrender with me?
No, Daddy.
Surrender, huh?
I'm not ready to give up yet, man.
Well, I give up. I'll try it, then I'll go it alone.
Take it on.
Okay.
Now.
We played the game of stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud, I may act gay, that's just a pose. I'm not that way, 'cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrender, dear. Those little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game. Lending a spice to the wooing. Ah, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear. Stars appear and shadows fall. Well, then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear.
Bible. That's it for tonight. Thank you, folks. And my thanks to Miss Tony Arden, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Joe Venuti for a most pleasant visit.
Who's going to pat you on the back next week, Bing?
I think they're buttering me up too much. Huh? Joe, next week our guest will be Mr. Jimmy Stewart.
Well, if he doesn't show up, you can always reach me at the beautiful, newly decorated Zebra Room at the townhouse.
Oh, downtown across from the Ambassador, run by Ed Crowley. What time are you on there? 9:30 and 12:30. I'm bringing a large party down, Joe. Thank you, folks. But before I say goodnight, I have one little thought I'd like to pour into your ear. You know, along about this time, Dad has probably grown tired of Junior's toys, and Mother's tired picking them up and keeping them out of the way. Now, here's a solution, what you can do with those toys. A real good solution. Why don't you give the extra ones to your American Legion or your Scout representatives? And they'll send them to kids in Europe who have no toys. Why don't you give a toy to the tide of toys? Do that, huh? I know they'll be very grateful over there for anything you have in the way of toys that you can give them. Thank you very much for your attention this evening here, folks. And remember, the best cigarette for you to smoke is Chesterfield. Good night and thank you.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Mr. Jimmy Stewart. Transcribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical success, The Student Prince, starring Gordon McRae and Evelyn Case. A choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another big musical hit is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, sir, tonight, Evelyn Case and I are bound for Old Heidelberg, where we'll sing all those great Sigmund Romberg melodies from The Student Prince. These were the days when castles were hung with banners and echoed with the pomp and majesty of kings. These were the days when a crown prince might expect to wear a crown.
His Royal and Serene Highness, Crown Prince Karl Franz of Carlsberg.
Your Highness.
Dr. Engel. What brings you to this dreary palace?
I was summoned by your grandfather, the king, to discuss plans for your university education. And I have persuaded him, my boy, that you must go to Heidelberg.
Heidelberg? Oh, doctor, I've never forgotten the stories you used to tell me when you were my schoolmaster. About Heidelberg. About the River Neckar. And the student corps. And how they sang in the evening.
Oh, and how they sang. And now, Karl Franz, they're going to let you escape from your gloomy castle for a year at least, to be free, to be a student like other lads. Oh, enjoy these days, Karl Franz, for they are golden days.
Down where the Neckar flows swiftly along, nestles a town that is famous in song. Laughing lads roam through its streets so quaint. No one's a sinner, much less a saint.
Twilight comes in and moonlight shines down, painting with silver or Heidelberg town.
Hark how the echoes are ringing with their song. Laughing they circle their glass. Of our happy youth, golden days full of innocence and full of truth. In our hearts we remember them, all else above. Golden days, days of youth and love.
How we laugh when the gaiety, the mantle's thin.
Looking back through memory's haze, we will know life has nothing sweeter than its springtime. Golden days when we're young.
Dr. Engel, my old friend, you must come to Heidelberg with me.
Oh, I should be honored, Your Highness.
Good. When can we be off?
Oh, the sooner the better.
Come on, boys. Have we had enough of classes for the day?
Yeah!
Are we dry as a desert in July?
Yeah!
What do we need?
Yeah!
Then we're off to the finest scene of all Heidelberg.
To the inn we're marching for our throats are parching under fruit trees, darkening in the month of May. For there's no good fellow when he's feeling mellow through the beer so yellow with the day. All in step we're swinging while we're joining, singing with our voices ringing in a merry rhyme. There is joy abounding in our song, we sound in while our signs are bounding all the time.
Hey, you there. Are you a new student at Heidelberg?
Why, yes. Yes, I am. I just arrived.
Hey, will you join us for some beer?
I'd prefer wine, I think.
Wine? What's that? Beer is the official drink of our corps. Kathy, beautiful Kathy, bring us some beer.
Mind your manners, boys, or I won't serve you a drop.
Who is this girl? This Kathy?
She works here at the inn, and she's the mascot of our corps.
She's beautiful.
Kathy, come, meet the new admirer.
Hello. You've just arrived in Heidelberg?
Yes. And I expect to study very hard.
Tell him, Kathy. Tell this freshman the way we study in Heidelberg.
Come, boys, let's all be gay, boys. Our education should be scientific play, boys. Don't waste your time with books, boys. For every prudent student studies women's laws.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, oh, professors, print, boys. And you won't work because it won't go well the day.
Boom, 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 though we get the minor. It isn't on a town of shiners. We get the letters for their finest thought. In drinking, we will graduate.
Gentlemen!
Another toast, your students!
Hear me, please! Please listen.
To your new classmate.
Gentlemen, this is the Crown Prince of Carlsberg.
The Crown Prince.
Prince, forgive us, Your Highness.
Oh, we had no idea.
Forgive you for welcoming me as a friend? Oh, please, while I'm with you in Heidelberg, let me be one of you. Never, Your Highness, only Karl Franz. Please.
Toast, then, to our new friend, Karl Franz.
And I should like to drink Kathy's health.
Your Highness, come.
Yes, Dr. Engel.
Hurry, hurry. We must move into our lodgings. Kathy, will you please show us to our homes?
I beg your pardon, Karl Franz, but it's getting dark. I thought I'd bring you a lamp.
Well, that's kind of you, Kathy. What's that music?
It's for students, singing the serenade.
Why, it's beautiful.
Have you any more princes at home?
Any more what?
Any brothers or sisters?
No.
A father and a mother, though.
They're dead.
The King of Carlsberg. He isn't your father.
My grandfather.
I haven't any family either.
Oh, poor little Kathy. I only hope the Princess Margaret is one half as sweet and beautiful as you are.
The Princess Margaret?
Someday she'll be my wife.
Don't you know what she looks like?
No, I've never met her.
You're engaged, and you've never met?
That's the way it is with royalty, Kathy. These things are arranged even before you're born.
I'm engaged to a livery stable keeper in Vienna.
Oh? Do you love him?
I don't know.
Oh, Kathy. Kathy, darling.
No, you must. I'd better go now. Good night, Karl Franz.
Kathy.
Your Highness.
Oh, come in, Dr. Engel.
Forgive me for intruding, Karl Franz. But may an old friend give you a word of warning?
What warning, Doctor?
My boy, I would be very sad if your golden days in Heidelberg were spoiled by an unwise romance.
I know. I'll remember that the Princess Margaret must be my bride. Oh, Kathy, in the months I've been here, I've said to myself I can't fall in love with her. But every day I love you more.
What about the Princess Margaret?
I can't go back to the suffocating air of the courts. Kathy, will you marry me? I love you.
The magic of springtime is round us tonight. Enchantment is born on the breeze.
I'm clothed in the silver of tender moonlight. The perfume of soft in the tree.
And clothed in the shadows, your eyes look in mine. Within them a soft flame gently glows. The breath of the night wind with perfume divine is filled with the scent of the rose.
Highness.
Dr. Engel, I can't talk to you now.
A message has just come from Carlsberg. Karl Franz, your grandfather is dying.
Oh, no.
You must go to his bedside at once. I have already packed your bags.
I won't go back.
It's your duty, Karl Franz. You must go to your grandfather. He needs you.
I'll come back to you, Captain. I promise.
Come, your highness!
No, he'll never come back. I'll never see him again.
Return for the second act of The Student Prince in just a moment. An essential part of the whole process of producing the arms and munitions which America must have is transportation. And to get some idea of how much transportation is needed, let's take a look at what is required to build just the engine of a jet-powered fighting airplane. One producer of engines for such planes draws the parts used in their construction from nearly 280 companies scattered in 23 different cities. To each one of these companies, there must be a steady flow of raw materials. And from each one of them, parts must be moved to the central factory before the engines can be assembled. Yes, there's a lot of transportation in building just one airplane engine. And airplane engines by the tens of thousands are just one feature of the nation's gigantic rearmament program. All in all, there is a tremendous transportation job ahead. The sort and size of transportation job that means railroads. As the country's defense and military production go forward, it will more and more be the job of the railroads to deliver the products of forests, farms, and mines from every corner of the country to shipyards, factories, and assembly plants in any other part of the country. And then to deliver the completed planes, guns, tanks, and munitions to wherever they are needed. Railroad transportation is made to order for this job. And during the days ahead, as the nation's rearmament program goes forward, the established efficiency and economy of transportation by rail will be of increasing importance. Given the opportunity to secure the materials and manpower which they need and must have, the railroads will keep pace with rising demand, providing the low-cost mass transportation so essential to the economic health and military strength of the nation. And now here is Act Two of The Student Prince, starring Gordon McRae as Karl Franz and his guest star Evelyn Case as Kathy. After only 4 months in Heidelberg, I had to leave my beloved Kathy to return to the court. My grandfather died only a few hours after I reached his bedside. And his last request was for me to set a date for my wedding to the princess I had never seen.
Her Serene Highness, Princess Margaret Alexia Victoria Eugenie Elizabeth Maria.
Your Majesty.
Your Highness, we have long awaited the pleasure of meeting you, cousin. May I have the favor of a waltz?
With pleasure, cousin.
You dance beautifully, cousin.
It is the duty of a queen to dance well with a king.
The princess in my arms was beautiful and proper. She had been schooled since childhood to take her place someday beside me on the throne of Carlsberg. My heart ached to think that my beloved Kathy must be a stranger to my arms from this day forward. I excused myself and retired to my chambers for a night of restless sleep. And I dreamed myself back to Heidelberg again.
Golden days in the sunshine of our happy youth. Golden days full of innocence and full of truth.
The memories of the gallant times with the student corps flooded back through my mind. The longing to lift a stein again with my friends along the banks of the River Neckar.
Drink to eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on me. Drink, drink, drink to lips that are red and sweet as a fruit.
And then I imagined that I saw my Kathy smiling at me.
Deep in my heart, dear, I have a dream.
I knew I had to go back to Heidelberg and keep my promise to Kathy.
I beg your pardon. Is there a waitress here named Kathy?
I'm Kathy. What can I do for you, ma'am?
You were here when the King of Carlsberg was a student.
Why do you ask?
I'm the King's future wife.
The Princess Margaret.
Does it surprise you that a princess should be jealous?
It makes me glad, because you couldn't be jealous if you didn't love him.
I love him very much. My whole life has been planned toward the day when I shall become his queen.
Oh, madame, he has forgotten me.
He'll never forget you, Kathy. Not as long as you're here waiting for him. He's coming back today.
Today?
Yes. And if you love him enough, you'll go away, so he will think that you have forgotten him.
I can't.
I humbly beg you to give him up. So that perhaps he will turn to me.
Your Highness, I will try to do what you ask of me.
You are really the happier one, because you have his love. While I can only say that I'm grateful to you.
They're coming, the student corps.
The king will be with him. I must not let him find me.
Kathy! Kathy!
Oh, Kathy, darling.
Welcome back to Heidelberg, Your Majesty.
Why, Kathy, what's the matter?
Life changes, Karl Franz. You're a king, and your life belongs to your people.
But your life, Kathy?
I didn't wait for you, Karl Franz. I've promised to marry someone else.
Oh, Kathy.
Your Majesty?
Yes, my friend.
We have just learned of your coming marriage to the Princess Margaret. May your old friends of the student corps wish you every happiness.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends.
And is there some song you would like to sing with the students, Your Majesty? Perhaps for the last time?
Yes, Dr. Engel. I would like to sing the serenade.
From your window, dear. heart must tell you that I am near. Lean from above while I pour out my love, for you know through my life you are Lord.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Evelyn Case will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Gordon McRae with a word of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, John Frank, Betty Lou Gerson, and Lamont Johnson. The Student Prince, with music by Sigmund Romberg and book and lyrics by Dorothy Donnelly, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroad. Listening to what Marvin Miller said a little while ago about the transportation service required to build the engine of a jet fighter made me think about just how essential, how vital these railroads of ours are, especially in times of emergency. Before we can even begin to build our defenses, we have to have railroads. And to meet rapidly rising demands, those railroads must be able to get the manpower and the steel and the other materials they need. For after all, without the necessary railroad cars and locomotives, we could not build the tanks, the guns, the planes our fighting forces must have. And now here again is lovely Evelyn Case. Well, Evie, it was mighty tough to pass you up for just the throne and princess this evening.
Well, Gordon, I wouldn't have given up so easily, but I have to leave right away for some concerts. Maybe I'll have better luck next time.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to the next time.
Thank you, Gordon. Now, what's your next show next week?
Well, next Monday, Evie, another one of our favorite people, Miss Nadine Connor, will join us to do the swell Rodgers and Hart musical, Dearest Enemy.
That's something no one will want to miss. Good night, Gordon.
Good night, Evelyn, and thanks very much for being with us.
All aboard!
Friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out, and so until next week, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
The Student Prince was presented by special arrangement with Century Library, Incorporated of New York. Gordon McRae can be seen starring in the Warner Brothers production, The West Point Story. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. And now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC. Preceding was transcribed. Enjoy the finest in musical enjoyment with the Telephone Hour on NBC.